Okay. So, Rabbi, we're embarking on a new section here in the Perek Dalid of Shar HaBitachon in Chayvus Levavos. And we concluded last week the seven reasons why the Rabbanei Shlom does not specifically speak about Olam Haba in the Torah HaKadosh and Torah Shebiksav. And now, the Chayvus Levavos says that I want to introduce you to the ways of identifying, either in yourself or in others, what are the personal character traits, the frame of mind of a person who truly has faith and trust in Hashem. If you can identify some or all of these characteristics in yourself, it's really not your business. For others, that's your main concern, unless you want a Rebbe or something. But the main thing is, if you can identify this in yourself, then you know that you have some shaychus, you have some relationship with the idea of really being a sincere, genuine Baal Bitachon. Otherwise, it's lip service. And these ideas have not yet been absorbed in your essence, in your personality. He says, okay, it's okay, he's not bothering me. So, he said like this. Number one, succinctly says, Azoy. First we'll say all seven, and then we'll elaborate. He says that the Baal Bitachon, the real Baal Bitachon, he has no love for anything in this world except for the Rabbanei Shlom. His real love is the Rabbanei Shlom. We'll have to explain what that means. Number two, he gives over his entire life, the conduct of his life, it's all in God's hands. I give myself over to God. He's in charge. Number three, there's a subtle difference between number three and number one, is that his entire joy and happiness in life is his relationship with God. So the first statement was, the only thing he really loves and yearns for is God. The third statement is that the only thing that gives him real joy is God. Number four, and this really, I guess, is obvious, that he's the kind of person who is a mizbaydeh. He seeks solitude, and the thrust of his life, he's trying to get away from people more than getting more involved in people. Not, he's against people, but he stays away from those people who are involved in this world. So his friends are those people who share similar attitudes, that they're interested more in not getting more out of this world, but less out of this world. So I have to refine that statement. He's not a hermit, but rather he is trying, the company he seeks is the company of those who are trying to detach themselves from the world, and not the people who are sinking deeper and deeper slowly, they don't even realize themselves, into this world. Number five, the real sign is that he's so enthralled by what he's doing, is that he doesn't keep the good news to himself, but he tries hard to be mashpia, to influence other people, and to teach them about the bliss that he is enjoying. If he doesn't teach them about it, something is wrong. If you really love Hashem, and you love a godly lifestyle, you would really want to teach it to others. And you would want others to join in serving Hashem. Number six, he serves Hashem with mesiras nefesh, with self-sacrifice. He's willing to make sacrifices. He's not willing. I mean, his life is sacrifice, because he doesn't exist himself. So sacrifices are not a problem for him. And number seven, whatever God wills, whatever comes upon him, he accepts with love and with joy. Whatever God dishes out, he takes it. So if God serves him a lemon, it's not that he makes it into a lemonade. He just takes lemons. Whatever God serves, that's it. The word is not that I make into a lemonade, it's just lemons are, if it's from God, it's not a lemon even. It's not pshat, I have to do like the folks saying, make lemon into a lemonade. Whatever God serves is fine with me. So let's elaborate on that. And he says as follows. He says, the simonim is here's how it goes. He says, is geit azoy. Number one, the person is bateach b'Hashem. The person bateach b'Hashem he goes in the way of the tzaddikim and the prushim, who really despise Olam Hazeh. And he plucks out of his heart the love for this world. And you can't leave a vacuum. Nature abhors a vacuum. So the only way is to replace it with a love for the Rabbanu Shlom. So what we're seeing over here is something very, really very sophisticated and very subtle. It's imagery. It's koyach hatziur. All the Bali Musar speak about the importance of learning how to make tziur. A person has to literally pluck. You have to mamish. The only thing I can give you an example of this would be that once I was taught, I wasn't a very good student, but once I was taught how to breathe properly when I speak. If you want to speak properly, you want to project your voice and not lose it, as I often do, you have to learn how to get a column of air out of your diaphragm and let it resonate through your vocal cords and then project it onto the palate on the top of your mouth and then project it forward out to the audience. If you can do that, then you'll get some thrust in your voice and you won't get hoarse. So I could not comprehend this. How do you get a column of air from, where's my diaphragm anyway? Well, someplace down here. How do I get a column of air from air, a diaphragm? Where's the air? Where's the diaphragm? Columns of air, thrusting it up. It was so abstract. The first person to try and teach this to me wasn't even a voice teacher, it was a chazan. I was teaching over the phone. Over the phone. How do you learn this over the phone? Well, believe it or not, again, I often forget to do this, but in many ways it's become second nature by me. I've been doing this for many years now. If I have the least effort, if I just remind myself before I start speaking, as I am right now, because I'm talking to you about it, so I can do it. I can actually, because if I can imagine it, you know, as they say, if you can conceive it, you can achieve it. If you can conceive it, you can achieve it. So even something like that, that's my example. I mean, we know, people have been known to literally, you know, slow down their blood flow, the blood flow rate, and the blood pressure by thinking about it. You can do it. And, I don't have to give you the examples, the famous stories about the Majid Sarebbe, where he had an operation without any anesthesia whatsoever, a real total operation, which required total anesthesia. And just by thinking niggun, it's a little different, but he not only was oblivious, but he mamish changed his body functions. Shimon Shkaf, they say, thought about a shir. But that's not really the point. The point is really imagery. Imagery is a little different than that. That's sort of oblivion, you might say. Imagery means you can literally imagine. So we love Olam Hazeh. Let's face it. We do love Olam Hazeh. I love it. And as I tell you every week, money is the root of all evil, and I'm right in there rooting. So I'm all for money. But that is really so. The emes is what Rabbi said. This is, I think, our 24th lesson in Chavos Levavos. Maybe a drop more. I think it's number 24, maybe 26. And we have to get to the point in Bitachon. That ultimately, Bitachon is like the stone the Rebbe once said. The first stone the Rebbe, Baron Agadol, the Karlin stole in. He said, "The emes about Bitachon." Darv garnished and vil garnished. That's about as pithy and succinct a way of teaching up the real Baal Bitachon. The Baal Bitachon needs nothing and wants nothing. A darv garnished, a vil garnished. He needs nothing, he wants nothing. If our Bitachon is, I want it all, I have Bitachon, then Hashem will send it to me, or most of it. A little bit is not for me. Yeah, I can forgive God. I can give him a 20%, you know, leeway over here. I really want it all. But if he doesn't send me the Alfa Romeo and I end up with Nebuchadnezzar Lexus, okay, I'll forgive. He knows it's not for my good, the Alfa Romeo. It won't look good. I in horror, Alfa Romeo. The Lamborghini is a little bit much. So if it's just a Lexus, I can forgive God for that. But I really want it all. I want it all. But I'll take a discount. I'll give God a discount. By this time, says the Chavos Levavos, we should understand that that's totally out of it. The Baal Bitachon really, Bitachon, if you understand what Bitachon, real trust in Hashem ultimately means that we have to adopt our Shem as our standard of living. We cannot have our own standard of living and tell God, please be my servant, here's my shopping list. And I know you're not going to like everything on the shopping list, dear God, but we'll negotiate. And I'll take, you know, we'll see what we can come up with, something that you're happy, win-win, you'll be happy, I'll be happy, but I really want this world. I'll throw you a couple of stops, dear God, and you know, what is it going to cost for my, okay, it's only Alexis. What is it, Daf Yomi you want, God? What do you want from me? Some more Mishnayas. What do you want, dear God? A little slower davening. What's it going to take to get me my Lexus, God? I want that Lexus. Says Nishkan Baal Bitachon. The Baal Bitachon has to understand ultimately there's nothing that's worth anything other than the Rabbi Shlomo. And again, Rabbi Yisrael, remember, I'm just saying these words because I tell you every week is a repetition this year. You teach the things you have to learn. I teach you what I have to learn myself. So, you know, I love my Avalon. Change the name of the shul to Base Avalon. Everyone else is buying one. So as long as I'm just crazy about my Avalon and I'm actually talking about it and I can't drive a yeshiva clunker and I'm not willing to buy an Alta Jalopy. So it's Epsfeld of you. My main obsession should be I mamish want to walk with Hashem today. My main obsession in life should be if I have God in my right hand and my left hand and Shivisi Hashem Negdi Tamid, I have it all. I really have it all. I mean, mamish do not even see what it says on the side of the car, if it's an Olds or a Chevy or whatever it is. I don't even notice BMW or Mercedes. It just doesn't register because I see over everything superimposed Yud K, Vav K, Shivisi, Hashem, Lenegdi, Tumnit, that wherever I look, I just see one signature, Hashem. That's all I see. That's all I should want. So how do you do that? Come on, it's just too much. It's not humanly possible. So it is possible. How do you do that? So by this time he says we have to have imagery that we have to imagine that I'm plucking this desire for this taiva, whatever it is, whatever I'm so into, I pluck it from my heart and say, this is not important. I'm going to replace you with a desire for God. I want God. So at first this seems totally contrived. And we don't like contrived things. The Yetzer doesn't like it. The Yetzer tells us, no, this is artificial, Rabbi. We're not holding over there. This is not for real. It's not for human beings. You're making me into a robot. How can you do that? You can. And that's the opposite. And really, I'm sorry to tell you, it's really too bad you came to the shir. Because now that you know this, you're stuck with it. If the 120, you can say to Hashem, you complete ignorance. But you came here this morning, sorry, you made a big mistake, you took the wrong turn, and now you're stuck. Because now Hashem says, you heard it, you could have done it, you could have plucked that desire from Lamhaza. It was not so hard. It's an imagery. Hashem, I don't want it. You have to really, I mean, you don't have to say it fully sincere. You don't have to really mean it. Really, you don't have to mean it. Plucking doesn't mean, you pluck something you don't like. If you're cleaning off some fruit and there's some schmutz on the fruit, you're plucking it out. Doesn't mean you like the schmutz. You enjoy doing it. But you're doing it. You're plucking whatever is the rotten part of the lettuce. You're plucking it out. You're cutting out the rotten part of the apple. You're eating the rest of the apple. So we have to just do it. You have to tell it during davening. That's the best time to do it. The best place to get the midas and to be talking is during davening. And because otherwise the rest of the day we're too busy, we forget or take a walk in the forest and say, Rabbi Shalom, please help me pluck. I realize Alam Hazah is Hevel Avolim. It's Hevel Avolim. Really, it's Hevel Avolim. The only thing that's worthwhile is you, Rabbi Shalom. And you are here. You're here all the time. You're inexpensive. You're it doesn't cost anything. You're healthy. There's no side effects. You're here, you're totally available, you're everywhere I turn, there's you. There's more of you than air, there's more of you than water, there's more of you than sunlight, there's more of you any place, and nothing is better than having you, Rabbi Shalom. And that's the only way to have Avaz Hashem. You know, we talk about Avaz Hashem, La'avah Yishamecha, Avaz Hashem, Avaz Hashem, and yesterday Davin in the Rish Chodesh benching, Chayim Shalom, Avaz Torah, Yerushamayim, and Avaz Shamayim is really essentially the similar. We can't have Avaz Hashem, the Avaz himself says a bit weiter. To love God and love this world in the same heart, don't go. It's like having fire and water. You can't have a match floating on water. Impossible. A lit match, a burning match floating on the surface of water is impossible. Oxymoron. Kenesh Zayin. Impossible. So too, you can't have a passion for the Rabbi Shalom and have in your heart a passion for Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is the water that extinguishes the love for the Rabbi Shalom. Can't be. Unless we pluck out of our hearts the Mayim Ram, Mayim is Taiv, you know, Grace of Hasid, the Grace of Tzadikim, this is really rough. Grace of Tzadikim, Apizaya, I mean, again, Chalmish, by any of this stuff, didn't drink water, because Mayim is Taiv. Water is Taiv. Water, water is the ultimate representation of lust for Olam Hazeh. Because water, why? Because water has a concept called, as we just, in Mikvos, we learned in Mikvos, there's a thing called capillary action, which is based on molecular adhesion, which is based on surface tension, which is based on the fact that water molecules have a very special power. Water and liquid molecules, but water more than anything, have a power of bonding to other other molecules. So the way that water, for instance, goes up against gravity, has water go up against gravity in a tree, gravity pulls it down. It tears it because of the unique power that on the surface of a water droplet or a water molecule, the water has a thing called surface tension, molecular bonding, that the molecules bond to anything that's next to it, so the water molecules will bond to the sides of the tube inside the tree, the xylem and the phloem, and it'll go just a little bit higher, and that little molecule of water will pull up the next molecule of water underneath it, and slowly it'll go against gravity, because that the Rebbe Shlomo made this chacham in the veld that water clings, water is the kayach of Mashiach. Water has this tremendous clinging power. So water represents taiva, to cling to this world. And the Gezer Rebbes they don't drink plain water, they drink wine, something else, they don't drink water. Water is taiva. Water. So the kid as Mayim Rav La Yuchu Lachava Za'ava. The Mayim Rav Olam Hazeh is described as Mayim Rav in Mashiach Shirim, great torrents of water. And the Avod Hashem is always considered a fire, an Eish Rish Peyah, a flame of God. And Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba just don't work together. So finally says the Avod Hashem, you really want to be a Baal B'Tochen. B'Tochen means you're a godly person. Godly, you have to imagine, you know, I really, Rabbi Hashem, please get rid of the title of Olam Hazeh. So instead of davening for the Lexus, it's better to daven, Rabbi Hashem, please get rid of the title for the Lexus. I'll be much happier and much better off not having the desire for this taiva. So my yates are been fooling me for the last 50 years and telling me, you're a Baal B'Tochen, go have a taiva for Olam Hazeh and just ask God for everything. That's the Baal B'Tochen. Just ask God for all this stuff, whatever you want. Get your shopping list ready. Get it ready. And the Baal B'Tochen zog the Chavaz Nishta, so just the opposite. Instead of begging the Rabbi Shalom that all my desires should be fulfilled, begging the Rabbi Shalom I shouldn't have the desire for this at all. And the only desire should be only for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, pluck out Olam Hazeh, and put in a fire, a desire, one of the Cheshek to learn. Oy, the Yidus of the Cheshek to learn, and there's nothing in the world like it. Yes, indeed. Cheshek, the Torah, who has a Cheshek, the Torah, who has a Cheshek to daven, who has a Cheshek to learn Musa every day, who has a Cheshek to say Tillim every day. If you have a Zach Cheshek, I get up in the morning, I can't wait to daven, I can't wait to put on my tefillin. I can't wait to learn. Oh, that's a glick of a mensch. That person has gotten the... Mayim Rav, which dissolves everything. Water dissolves everything. So the first step of the Baal B'Tochen is be misnai b'midas tzadikim ha'purushim. You can be a tzadik, not a parish. Again, you can be a tzadik, not a parish. Parish means to be separated from this world. In Europe, in Lithograda, and They used to call the yeshiva bachrim prushim, the chavetz chayim. Used to call the bachrim. That was the name. In its purest sense, a parish was somebody who, after he got married, learning a kaila molik atzayim. Today, learning a kaila is playing house. You know, make sure the shver gets you at least one Lexus. The second car can be maybe a Corolla. Two cars, you know. You know that they were matir chen ve'agershim in a couple of yeshivas, because it takes four shveres to help place one younger man today. So you need at least four wives. So they had matir chen ve'agershim. You're about the latest. At any rate, so playing, that's playing, that's very nice. Nevach the daughter we're living in, it's okay, that's what we're holding today. Simcha's already saving his pennies for his daughters, you know, it's big bucks to have a couple younger man. The kids, and all the girls, all the girls, the grace at Tzadkonias, they teach them in the seminaries that they have to go and get a career in order to be able to support the husband's learning. That's not what they're teaching them. That's a lie. They're teaching them, really, you can have the American dream. You can have it all. The only thing is your husband's going to learn and you're going to work for him. But the goal in life is to have the American dream. The goal in life is to have that beautiful house and the car and everything that America, you want to have the Olam Hazeh American dream. The only thing is, we have you more than that. You'll also have a status symbol called your husband. If you have your scholar in residence, he'll tell everybody you're not just Stama Schwitzer going out to Korea every day, and that's Stama a Kelly girl. No, you're going to be successful. You have the American dream, plus you'll have a status symbol in the garage over your home. But your husband, he's going to learn for you. But the whole value system, that is to make money. The value system, the main thing is the girls, how much money are you going to make? You got to get a great career in there. Treif Chazer, that's not what it's all about. It's not what it's all about, the great American dream. The great, it is the aparish. Aparish is that this world is not our world. That's those daf and learn every yeshiva makes yankiv. The first thing is, this is nisht un zur Welt. Success is how little you need to get through this world. Success is to find out how much you need to get through this world. Success is not how much you take from this world. It's how much you're successful by how much you don't take. How little you can live, you can survive on. That's a successful person. To be a survivor, to survive on the least, not on the most. If you're looking to survive on the most, so you're a tzaddik. So you can be a tzaddik, you can be fine. But you're living a dangerous life. You're living mamish in a minefield. Because Olam Hazeh can blow up in your face any second. And the truth is that all the parshas we're learning now in the Torah are telling us exactly this. Every parsha we're learning about Midbar now, it's unbelievable. It is the same message all the time, Rabbi Yisrael. It's the same message. Heintige parsha, it's Korach. Korach, he was mamish great. He was the Levi Gadol. He was a Naisei Aron. He was a Chacham Mechukim, a Talmud Chacham Gadol of a Noira. But the only problem is he wanted to have both worlds. And Korach had lots of money. And he loved his money. And his money really corrupted him. His wife corrupted him with the money. Bein Abal Gaiva. But essentially, he thought he could have two worlds. I can have Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. And once he has both together, there's an imbalance. And once there's an imbalance, there's no telling what you're going to do. You can have it. Inappropriate appreciation of Olam Haba. Moshe is in Gansel Olam Haba. Moshe is Arbam Yom Le'ochav Le'ishasa. Moshe is the Chamalach. Moshe is going to eat and drink for 40 days. That's the goal. To see how little he can survive on. Moshe doesn't eat and drink and sleep for 40 days and 40 nights. Moshe is a Zavoid of a Cholok Love and he wears a Pasha, a kittel, a white kittel with no embellishment. Moshe is the Hispashtus Precious from Olam Hazeh. And Korach is teaching a new Yisrael to Klai Yisrael. I am the ultimate leader of Klai. Moshe wants you to be a parish. That's what it's all about. Be like me. I'm the representation of the goal. We'll have it all. So God and to light. Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba together. We'll have the fire and the water and the say, I can do it. We can do it. I'll teach you to have both together. You can have both together. And the Meraglim also. The Meraglim, that's the Zel Bazach. That's the Pshat. What's the Pshat, the Meraglim? What's the shot in the bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu to Yeshua? Yo Yoshiacha Miatzos Meraglim. So I have a gavalt gavart. The word is what's that? He said Yo Yoshiacha Miatzos Meraglim. How did the Rambam go so off the derech anyway? They saw the Teretz says make it very briefly because the Gemara says in Menaches Bitchu Ba'Adonai Adiyat Ki Biyo Adonai Tzura Lomim. Have faith in God. Bitchu Ba'Hashem Adiyat. What is he talking? Bitchu Hashem Adiyad. If you want to be talking that goes from the beginning to the end, Adiyad, I'll be talking that will project us into eternity. I'll be talking that goes from here to eternity. This can some gebluff to be talking, stam words. Bitchu Ba'adonai Adiyad, Ki Biyo Adonai Tzur Olamim. You have to remember that the Rebbeinu was Tzur Olamim. Hashem made two worlds, Olamim, with the name Yud K. Yud K. So up to Gemara. Olam Haba is created with a Yud, because Yud is the smallest, and Yud is that those people who had a small Olam Hazeh, bigger than Olam Haba. The smaller the Olam Hazeh, the bigger the Olam Haba. And therefore there's only a few people getting to Olam Haba. So Yud is the smallest, most compact, most concentrated letter. That only those people who focused and concentrated and jettisoned all the baggage in Olam Hazeh, those few people, they will make it to Olam Haba. But too much baggage, it doesn't go, it doesn't fly. But Olam Hazeh is with the hay. Hay is a big, empty bottom, a trapdoor. Most people fall and don't get to Olam Haba. They fall down, they go downward. And a little hole, little opening, a little gap on the top of the hay for the few people who manage to krich through and they squeeze to go upwards towards Olam Haba. So therefore remember Yud Kei, that the main thing is the Yud. Our goal is to concentrate, to be from the few, the proud, and the brave, to make the Olam Haba. And this world is a hay. So Mela Moshe said to Yeshua, listen, I can't speak to the rest of the Meraglim. They're very dangerous. You know why? Because they're going to pander to the essential human desire, which is only human. It is human. If you're a creature of the flesh, by definition, if you have five senses, Our five senses are appealing to us, are screaming at us, they're pulling at us every day and every night. Gratify the five senses, live a life of beauty. Live an easy life. You know, when we talk about the evil forces in the world that corrupt us, in the holy terminology, evil force is called a klipa. A klipa. Now, literally, a klipa means a shell, a husk. But, you know, take the word klipa and divide it in half. What do you get? Klipa is kuf lamed yud pei hei. Kal yofe. Those things you gotta watch out. You wanna identify a klipa? You wanna identify some? If you're looking for the easy, kal, and the yofe, the pretty, those are the two things. Those are the danger spots. Those are the klippas. Kal, the yofe. That's what all of our society's in today. Ease. Well, every ad, all the Madison Avenue can boil down to these two words. Either it'll make life easier for you, or make life prettier for you, and geschmack of you. Kal, the yofe. Does he does. That's a klipa. Nay. Unzer value system is Adam Lama Yumad Yulad. We're not here to have an easy life. We're to have a life that is a life of Haravanyan toiling in the Rabbeinu Shlalom. If we're supposed to have an easy life, then we have Rechmanas every morning. Oh, it's so hard to get up to davening. Oh, it's so hard. It's so hard to have Kavana. So hard to get up during Pesuk Dezimra. Why should I scream during Pesuk Dezimra? Why should I Mekabel Omach Shemayim Akriyash Mabakal Ram? I'm too lazy. And not every year I see says, take it easy, make life easier for yourself. And that's what Madison Avenue is screaming at me. Kal! So why should I work so hard? It's good enough I came to davening. And the state shchayra is koirev. Black as a raven. That ain't different. Tyre is kaiman. Tyre is only for people who make themselves look, who don't care about so much their external beautiful appearance. And shchayra is koirev. They're as black as ravens. So you want to look beautiful, and you want to just be just right, and your shirt should be perfectly starched, and you have to run to the cleaner three times a week. You want everything just pitch patch. It's very nice. Tom Chomish should look nice. But if you want everything just so, and everything just right, you have to, I must confess, I love to wash my car, my beloved Avalon. I love taking it to the car wash. But I haven't gotten there literally since Pesach, because Verat Zayt, who has half an hour time to go to the car wash and get the car wash and wait around online? So I love having a nice, beautiful car. So my clothing, I can't go around like a mess. But my car is also important. But I'd love to wash it, but the Kolzman is not terrible. I can live like that. I'm dying to wash it. But the question is that or another half an hour, avoid the subway rate. So the Avalon will have to wait. So it's not going to be so yafe. If you want the yafe life, everything has like pitch patch. So I want to, and I got a couple of weeds in my garden. I hope I don't get fired because I have a couple of weeds. And every time I want to go weeding and I want to do something in my garden, you know. But outside, I mean, you have to be a mensch, a vadi, you have to be a balabatish, a mensch, but outside, go take care of my garden. I just don't have the time. Something's got to give. There's only so much time, you know. So I just, nebuch, the weeds are going to have to, I have so many weeds in my neshama. I have the weeds in my neshama. I have weeds in my brain. And every time I say Ashtikal Tillim, every time I learn a little bit, I get some weeds out of my neshama, out of my brain. That's more important than the weeds in my garden. If I'm living in Olam Hazeh, the world of five senses, then the weeds in my garden are more embarrassing than the weeds in my neshama. Because, you know, I can fool you, and no one can see the weeds in my neshama except for me and the Rabbanu Shlom. Or at least I fool myself to think you're not going to know what the weeds in my neshama. Maybe you do see the weeds in my neshama. But it's not that apparent on the first shot. Get to know me better. But I can get away with the weeds of my neshama. The weeds of my house are more embarrassing. They're more embarrassing. So on the left of the house, I have to fix my garden. But the real garden is the Gan Eden, not Panimi. A person is the real, we can have Gan Eden and paradise in this world. And that is the Baal Bitachon. The Baal Bitachon. So the Moshe says to Yeshua, Yah! Yoshiachim Yatzim Raglam. Yatzim Raglam is because they represent Klai Yisrael are still interested in having Olam Hazeh. They're going to Eretz Yisrael, they want Eretz Yisrael to be the ultimate green farmland, the motherland, the breadbasket of the world. They want oil wells. They want gold mines. They want Eretz Yisrael to be everything that this world has to offer. They're going with the letter Hey. They're going to Eretz Yisrael. They're looking for Olam Hazeh. That's what they're looking for. They're tzaddikim. They want to serve their Baruch Shalom. They want all the mitzvahs, but they're looking for Olam Hazeh. If your goal in life is Olam Hazeh, you're walking in a minefield and you're not going to make it to Olam Hazeh. It's just not going to happen. Because you get where you're going. And if your main goal is Olam Hazeh, And you figure, well, if I go through Olam Hazeh nicely, so a nice boy with Rebbeinu Shlom, I get Olam Hazeh, I have the good life here, and I do it, I make a bracha on all the things of Olam Hazeh, I have that big, huge smorgasbord and that Viennese table, but I make a bracha, and I buy my new Cadillac, I'm going to make a Shech Yano on it, I'm going to get the Olam Haba. You know, you're not going to get Olam Haba. You can get the Olam Haba if that's your goal, to get the Olam Haba. If your main goal in life, you get up in the morning and say, I must get the Olam Haba, Rebbeinu Shlom. I want the Olam Haba. Oh, Hashem says, but there, shall the rest of later, I'll send you the Olam Haba. But if your goal is Olam Hazeh, I'll have Olam Hazeh with God. So you'll stay in Olam Hazeh. You're not going to make it. It's not going to happen. So the Meragno were interested in the hay. And Hoshea, his name originally was Hoshea ben Nun. His name also started with the hay, meaning that, but he also had this proclivity to put hay first, to put Olam Hazeh first. So they have a Moshe gave him a brach. He said, Yeshua, if you want to be safe, not to Meraglim, put the letter Yud in front of your name. Put the Yud first. Put Olam Haba first. Put Avaz Hashem first. That's what you're really going to have. Yah Yoshiach Mezram. Realize that Dikir is the Yah Hashem Tzor Lomim. That's called Bitochem Hashem. Bitochem Hashem Ad Yad. You want to be talking about Hashem forever and ever. A real Bitochem, they'll get you someplace. They'll get you to Ad Yad. Be talking that's going to get you to Olam Haba, put the Yud and make your name Yehoshua, then Yoh Yoshiachim Yatzim Raglim, then you'll get to the Yatzim Raglim. So the first Yisrael be talking, says the Baal Techoy Vizavavis, is Yisnaig Vimid Sadikim Aprushim, Hamoyasim Olam Hazeh, they despise Olam Hazeh. Ultimately, they despise Olam Hazeh, they don't admire it. Very Shverzach, very Shverzach. Vyasim Eliboy Yisavav Vesachukal Olam Hazeh. And we have to pluck from our eyes. How do you pluck? The only plucking is by davening. But who are you going to sincerely daven like that? It takes time. You're going to really, Rabbi, please, I wish I'd be sick and tired of all the things, all these good things, the good life. Please, Rabbi, please, I shouldn't have a desire for the good life. It's not that hard, really. If you realize that this is our ticket to Olam Haba, maybe it's worth it. Yeah, maybe it is worth it. So we have to daven, Rabbi Shalom, please, I don't want to have this desire. This desire drives me crazy. This is my hard drive. It's driving me, Takye, my desire for everything in this world. And you know, if a person starts to get rid of that, whew, what a relief. The emes is such a relief. I don't have, we're slaves to this incessant, relentless desire to have it all. And once you make a mind, I don't have to have Olam Hazeh. Whatever Hashem gives me will be fine. And the main thing, Hashem, I want you, please, Hashem, give me a cheshek, a geshmak in davening and learning, in dinning the Rabbanu Shalom, a geshmak in being an onav. Oy, would I like to be a real onav? Oy, would I like to be a patient person? Would I like to be a sovereign? Oy, would I like to be a rachman? Would I like to really learn how to empathize with somebody else? Oy, if only I could learn to have real emes empathy for people. I go through the motions, I say, yeah. It's all a shtosh show. Oh, yeah, Rebbeinu Shlom, I could really have a va'af l'rech k'moicha. I wish I could love you, Rebbeinu Shlom. Could I really love a yid? Oy, could I love a yid really emes? Okay, I'm not holding about holding a abyssal like me, a sincere emes, a concern for somebody, emes, a concern for an oni, to really care for the oni. Oh, Rebbeinu Shlom, take the ava for the oilam hazah I have till now. And give me a different Ava, an Ava for eternal values, for eternal things, for Ava's Hashem, and Ava's Torah, and Ava's Mitzvahs. Pluck it out of my heart, Rebbeinu Shlom. Pull it out of my heart. Help me, I can't do it myself. It's impossible to pluck Olam Hazeh out of my heart. The only aid is to enlist the Rebbeinu Shlom. You need a surgeon. Anybody try to do brain surgery on themselves lately? The biggest brain surgeon can't do brain surgery on himself. So the biggest Talmud Chacham couldn't do such a thing to himself. We have to enlist the service of a brain surgeon, a heart surgeon. We need a heart transplant. Eitzim dav davenim. The daven, Rabbeinu Shalom, please, you do surgery on me. Pluck Olam Hazeh out of my heart, out of my neshama, out of my brain, and please replace it with the Avas Hashem. Then we have a shaychus to Emes Bitochem.